Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. And I certainly do hope that it's food for you. We need food in this journey. We especially need it in this time, when there's so much confusion and darkness and uncertainty, and we're confined so much away from our friends in many ways. It's a difficult time, and yet the Lord can use it as an opportunity for us to turn to Him right where you are, your living room, your bedroom, wherever you might be. Just get down on your knees if you can and say, Lord, please help me to know that you are fully the Son of God and that you died to save me. Please, Jesus. So let's ask that God will bring down that kind of a grace this week upon those who listen to this program and to many others. Today is the feast of St. Bartholomew, and he is traditionally identified with Nathanael of today's gospel. To Nathanael, Philip issues the invitation, "Come and see." And coming to Jesus, Nathanael not only sees, but is seen. Jesus tells him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." And this revelation moves Nathanael to say, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Let's really take a look at these readings today in light of that profession of faith of St. Bartholomew. Book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 9 to 14. The angel spoke to me, saying, "Come here, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb." He took me in spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city of Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. It gleamed with the splendor of God. Its radiance was like that of a precious stone, like jasper, clear as crystal. It had a massive high wall with 12 gates where 12 angels were stationed and on which names were inscribed, the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. There were 3 gates facing east, 3 north, 3 south, 3 west. The wall of the city had 12 courses of stones as its foundation, on which were inscribed the 12 names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Think about that. The angels speaking, pointing us toward Jesus, pointing out that wherever we are, even if we have no faith, this may be the day in which the Lord wants to give you the gift of faith. Because he loves you. Even if you don't know him, or even if you do know him, but you don't pay very much attention to him, he nevertheless loves you and calls you all the time. Come to me, you who labor and are heavily burdened. I will give you rest. I will give you help. The Lord wants to see us with him in heaven. He does. That's not a fairy tale. It's the reality. Brothers and sisters, open your hearts that your faith this week may grow deeper. The psalm for today is Psalm 145. Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your friends, are we a friend of Jesus? Your friends make known, O Lord, the glorious splendor of your kingdom. They believed. We're called to believe. Let all your works give you thanks, O Lord, and let your faithful ones bless you. Let them discourse of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, making known to men your might and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. For your kingdom is a kingdom for all ages. And your dominion endures through all generations. None of us are eliminated. Not one of us. He wants you to have eternal life with him in the kingdom of heaven. As full as this life might be, this is only the first step in our life, so to speak. Brothers and sisters, we were born for union with the Lord. God loves you. He desires you to draw closer and closer to him. Please open your heart. We take a look now at the gospel. John chapter 1, verses 45 to 51. Listen to this. Philip found Nathanael and told him, "We have found the one about whom Jesus wrote in the law, and also the prophets, Jesus, son of Joseph, from Nazareth." But Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come from Nazareth?" You know, that's a poor little village. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see." Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said of him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." He's not double-minded. He's not trying to play one group against another. He's straight as an arrow. Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." Jesus answered and said to him, "Do you believe because I told you that I saw you under the fig tree? You will see greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Where's our faith? What kind of faith do you really have? Do you believe? No, you don't see him. Do you believe his word? Do you believe the truth that he has passed down to us? Because every single one of us will stand before his face. We will stand before him one day, and we will be judged. It doesn't matter how many sins you've committed in the past. The question is, where are you now? Do you love him? Do you desire to follow him? Can you be faithful to him as God gives us the grace to do that? The Lord, the psalm has told us, is just in all his ways. If you're trying, he knows that, and holy in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him. Anything you say to the Lord, he hears. To all who call upon him in truth. Lord, I'm seeking the truth. Lord, I want to know you, not just as a thought or somebody from thousands of years ago, but one who is present with us now, right here, waiting for you and waiting for me to draw closer to him and to give our lives more fully to him. Brothers and sisters, it's not easy. It's not easy, and we need one another to grow in the spiritual life. We need the support of one another. And I encourage you, you know, groups of men or women who want to get together to pray, to seek the Lord, to talk about the Lord. It might be very helpful to you. The Lord loves us, and he loves you. You in particular, he loves you, and he wants you to draw close to him. He wants to give us the faith, an increase of faith. You know, we say, "Oh, I have faith." But we don't acknowledge the Lord. We don't give time to the Lord. Please, brothers and sisters, I urge you, stop where you are right now and ask yourself, am I giving the Lord what rightly belongs to him? If I'm a mother with small children, it will be different. If I am a man with great business effort being put in, the schedule will be different. But pray to Him every day. Every day. I remember one listener to this program who told me that he has to drive his son a good half hour every morning to get him to school. And so I had said something about prayer when I was in his state. And he said, so I began to say to my son, let's pray together as we go. So we would take 5 minutes or 10 minutes and pray and ask God to bless our day. That's the beginning. Even if it's 5 minutes for a child, that's an awful lot for a child. Those of us as adults can take longer time, but start out with 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Give God the time. I don't know if you've ever heard of Father Donald Haggerty. He's a priest of the Archdiocese of New York, and he wrote this: the divine knowledge of a soul is always a merciful knowledge. We can never be in a true relationship with God until we discover that we are only known mercifully. God doesn't come to judge you and condemn you. God comes to draw you to Himself. He loves you. He wants to save you. Not just loved with intermittent mercy after sinning and repenting once again, but that we cannot be looked at, that we cannot be known by God or drawn to Him except as a soul in need, poor and destitute, incapable of avoiding collapse and ruin without divine intervention. I ask God every day, walk with me, please. Walk with me. Help me. When I know that I have important meetings or whatever it may be where I need wisdom or insight or patience, I always ask Him, help me. A profound mercy, says Father Haggerty, in other words, permeates God's vision of our soul. On our part, faithfulness to this mercy is to keep an awareness of the divine gaze upon our soul. It is to know ourselves as known by God in mercy. God sees you right now where you are. Wherever you're listening to this program, He sees you and He knows you. Intimately, He knows you. Give Him everything. Talk to Him about the troubles, the difficulties you may be having, especially during this time of the coronavirus. We're all in a place where we want to get going and we can't right now. It's a hard time. It's very hard. But brothers and sisters, open our hearts because God wants us to rely on His mercy. And I know that if you do, He will answer. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.